When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید.
استرالیا به یکی از اولین کشورهای در حال تبدیل شدن است که برای استفاده از رسانه‌های اجتماعی محدودیت سنی وضع می‌کند. در یک گردهمایی در سیدنی، سیاستمداران، دانشمندان، معلمین، استادان و کاربران جوان در مورد تأثیرات فضای دیجیتال مدرن صحبت و مباحثه کردند. میا ریچاردسن 14 ساله زندگی پیش از رسانه‌های اجتماعی را به یاد نمی‌آورد.
And I wish I didn't have it as early as I did. And I feel like if I got rid of it, it'd be hard. But if everyone was like, didn't have it, I think it'd be easier.
او در میان تعداد رو به افزایش نوجوانان است که رشد اجتماعی آنها تحت تأثیر استفاده از رسانه های اجتماعی قرار گرفته است.
Growing up with social media, I think it's changed a lot of me and my friends' opinions. And I think living, if the ban was to go through, I think it'd be very hard to deal without social media. I think because we've slowly got used to social media, it'll be hard just to take it straight away. I think we need to slowly get rid of it, and then maybe one day it can be gone again. And I feel like it'll be easier to communicate with friends and in person. Yeah.
گردهمایی رسانه‌های اجتماعی که مشترکاً از سوی حکومت‌های ایالتی نیو ساوت ویلز و استرالیای جنوبی برگزار شده است، دانشمندان، جوانان و سیاستمداران را گرد هم آورده است تا راه‌های حل بهتر برای مجادله با تأثیرات منفی رسانه‌های اجتماعی را بررسی کنند. این گردهمایی در حال برگزار می‌شود که حکومت فدرالی مصروف بررسی حداقل سن برای استفاده از رسانه‌های اجتماعی است. پیش بینی می شود که تا ماه نوامبر بررسی حکومت به پایان برسد و قوانین تازه را وضع کند. اینکه برای استفاده از رسانه‌های اجتماعی حداقل سن چند سال تعیین خواهد شد تا هنوز اعلام نشده است، اما انتظار می‌رود که بین 14 تا 16 سال تعیین خواهد شد. پیتر مولیناوسکاس وزیر اعلی استرالیای جنوبی می‌گوید شواهد آسیب‌های رسانه‌های اجتماعی برای نوجوانان و جوانان به همه واضح است.
Now time for governments to step in and do something about it. We cannot allow social media companies to industrialize addiction of young people for their financial benefit at the expense of children having the upbringing that they deserve to have healthy relationships, to have a optimistic sense of themselves and their futures. And that's why we're going to do something about it. Chris is right, the federal government, to their great credit, with bipartisan support of the coalition, are going to act. We are going to see legislation introduced into the federal parliament before the end of this calendar year. We can't welcome that enough. I do think there needs to be a degree of urgency applied from governments and their leaders around the nation.
از سوی دیگر کریس مینز وزیر اعلی نیو ساوت ویلز میگوید که والدین با چالش های بیشتر روبرو هستند، چون نمی توانند از نسل های قدیمی تر درباره رسانه های اجتماعی مشاوره بگیرند. با گفته آقای مینز، والدین نیز ضرورت به حمایت دارند.
We weren't exposed to this level of digital intrusion when we were kids, and neither were our parents. So the single best resource and advice that parents have when dealing with the problem facing your own children, and that is sitting down and asking your mum what she did when you were a complete pain in the ass, is not available because this is the first generation that has confronted this challenge.
جسی الکساندر گوردون متعلم صنف 12 مکتب است. او از وضع ممنوعیت حمایت می کند.
From my personal experience, people my age, I'm 17, people my age are actually in support of it. Everyone I've talked to is quite a big fan of the ban. People younger, so you're looking at people under 14, it becomes a bit more controversial because those are the people who would be impacted by a ban. But people who have gone off the back, you know, growing up with social media, they realise that a ban would have been beneficial to them growing up.
جسی که از رسانه‌های اجتماعی استفاده می‌کند می‌افزاید در حالی که اکثریت مردم با دلایل درست از آن استفاده می‌کنند او فکر می‌کند که شرکت‌های رسانه‌های اجتماعی باید بیشتر برای محافظت از جوانان آسیب‌پذیر کارهایی را انجام دهند.
Look, my favorite way of doing it is that you get these social media companies, which are quite smart companies. You put the onus on them, you put the responsibility on them to enforce these rules pretty much. And we need transparency, we need checks on these companies. And when they're found in breach, you give them heavy fines. So the responsibility is on them.
روانشناسان نیز تأثیر استفاده از رسانه‌های اجتماعی را مشاهده کرده و بعضی هایشان از آنچه که دیدند ابراز نگرانی می‌کنند. دکتر جان تونگ از پوانتون ایالتی سندیگو است. او میگوید ارقام جهانی زیادی وجود دارد که استفاده از رسانه‌های اجتماعی را با افزایش افسردگی و تنهایی، اضطراب، خودآزاری و حتی خودکشی مرتبط می‌کند. به ویژه در میان دختران و زنان جوان. او از وضع محدودیت‌های سنی حمایت می‌کند.
I think most of the data points in the direction of 16 or older being the age minimum for social media. So the links between social media use and depression are stronger among those ages 15 and younger in most of the data that we have. 17 and 18-year-olds, the links are not quite as strong. Some people have made an argument for the age minimum being 18, legal adulthood. But I think 16 is a nice compromise because then if a young person is interested in community affairs or politics, that's something social media might potentially be useful for. And then we're protecting children and younger teens from a lot of the inappropriate and harmful content that is online as well that a 16 or 17-year-old might be better able to handle.
میشل رولند وزیر فدرالی ارتباطات میگوید در صورت اجرای این ممنوعیت مجازات برای کودکان یا والدین وجود نخواهد داشت. او میگوید این وظیفه پلتفرم ها خواهد بود که نشان دهند در حال برداشتن گام های معقول برای اطمینان از وجود حفاظت های اساسی هستند.
Our approach will ensure the e-safety regulator provides oversight and enforcement. And we are also considering an exemption framework to accommodate access for social media services that demonstrate a low risk of harm to children. The aim of an exemption is to create positive incentives for digital platforms to develop age-appropriate versions of their apps and embed safe and healthy experiences by design. We will set a 12-month implementation timeframe to provide industry and the regulator the time necessary to implement systems and processes.
معافیت‌های برای پلتفرم‌های رسانه‌های اجتماعی که خطر آسیب کمتری به کودکان را نشان می‌دهند در حال بررسی هستند. اگر ممنوعیت سنی اجرا شود، احتمالاً شرکت‌های رسانه‌های اجتماعی مسئول اجرای آن خواهد بود. اما بعضی از کارشناسان این سوال را مطرح می‌کنند که این ممنوعیت چقدر مؤثر تمام خواهد شد و نوجوانان چقدر با میل خود آن را مراعات خواهد کرد. این گزارش توسط پیگی گیاکومیلوس از بخش خبری SBS تهیه شده بود.
می خواهید این گناه گزارش ها را بیشتر بشنوید؟ با این گزارشات از طریق اپل پادکاست، گوگل پادکاست، سپاتیفای و یا هر جایی که پادکاستتان را می گیرید گوش دهید.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.